Thanks for tuning in to today's blog episode. I am talking about what should business owners invest in. This is like a point of contention with many entrepreneurs and business owners that I talk to, because the word real estate is the default answer for every entrepreneur and business owner that is trying to figure out what to do with their cash. So I'm going to try and share some thoughts on why I don't agree with that. And as a business owner, I think it's pretty clear what you should be investing in, or certainly if it's not clear to you, then that might be an indication of places where you might need to focus and make sure that your attention is captive. But let's get into today's episode. As you know, as I know, as everybody knows, running a business is really tough, all right? And when you go to the cash flow quadrant, which you can see in the show notes or what have you, you know, moving from struggling to adjusting to growing, you know, that's a lot of work. And very few entrepreneurs are able to make their way through those three quadrants. And so this episode is not to talk about that. It's just to recognize that, first of all, it's a lot of work. And generating cash is really tough. Generating and creating a profitable business is really tough. And if you're lucky enough to get into that quadrant and you find that your business is now generating excess free cash flow, and I'll talk about that maybe in a different episode, then the question is, what do you do with it now? And every business owner I know defaults to, I'm going to buy some real estate. You know, our business is doing really well. We need a physical location. We don't want to pay lease. We don't want to pay rent anymore. We'd rather pay for the ownership of what it is that we are spending money on anyway. And I'm going to try and provide you with a different way to consider it. So the very first thing is, it's hard to generate cash. And hopefully your business, if you're listening or you're watching this video, hopefully your business is producing piles and piles and piles of it. And the fact that you can even have this conversation with yourself means something. But let's just talk about it for a minute. If all of your effort and energy is going into your business and your business is generating cash, then where is the best place to put that cash? My argument is, and I have yet to see it proven false, is it needs to go back into your own business. Like, that's it. That's the answer to the question. What should business owners invest in? They should be investing in their own business. But I'm going to break it down a little bit, because sometimes, notwithstanding that the simplest answer is the best answer, as entrepreneurs and business owners, we can have our own bias about why we want to invest in something outside of our business. And so let me give you a couple things to think about. So there's three things I'm going to talk about. What's your business good at? What could your business be better at? And what could you invest in right now? And let's just start off with, what's your business good at? And there's some pretty basic logic here. What does your business do? Why do customers purchase your product, or why do they use your service? Is it the experience? Is it your knowledgeable team? Is it customer service? Is it the quality of your product? Is it the incentives or the promotions? Is it the value compared to the cost? Is it your hours, your turnaround time? Is it your inventory availability? Pick as many attributes as you could possibly think of. Okay, and this is important, because remember, you're watching this video to figure out what to invest your cash in. So I'm making the case that your business is the best place to make the investment, and you might want some direction on how that is. So list out all the attributes about what your business does, and most importantly, why customers will pick your product or your service over the rest of the competitors, and then rank them in order of priority. Now, first of all, a list like this should always be maintained. If you're an entrepreneur or business owner, you always want to know what the top, at least top one, two, or three things are that separate your business from the crowd, or that you believe separates your business from the crowd. And you should update it regularly, because I think that when you try to figure out what to spend your time on, forget your excess cash, but as you try to figure out what to spend your time on, and given that you spend so much time building your business, that you would want to know, where is my time best spent? And, you know, a simple example of it is, our business isn't really good at photocopying, because photocopiers are pretty good at photocopying. So as a business owner, I don't need to invest time in photocopying. I can just let the machinery do that. So I can put my time somewhere else. Well, whether it's your time or it's your money, it's the same argument, I think. List out all of the attributes that make sense for why customers are picking your business over the competitors, and rank them in order of priority. Okay, that's the first thing. The next thing to do is to take that list and say, okay, now how could our business be better? Remember, you've just ranked all of the attributes. in order of importance, high to low. And let's take, to set context for how to answer this question, how could your business be better? Let's create a little bit of context. So Riley runs a lemonade stand. Riley sells 100 glasses of lemonade every single day and makes $100 cash. As we all know, there are two very basic levers that Riley can use to generate more money for this particular business. Sell more glasses of lemonade or reduce the costs associated with the existing sales, or do a combination of both. But to do either, Riley will need to make business decisions about how to invest the cash to get a better result, including marketing strategies that can increase awareness to potential customers that want lemonade, retention strategies that will help existing customers come back, referral strategies that will encourage existing customers to spread awareness about the lemonade stand, software systems that can track and manage orders and customers and prospects, or hiring people that are able to service more customers that love lemonade and want other people to enjoy it as much as them, increasing inventory to get better prices on costs associated with the existing glasses of lemonade that are being sold, opening another location to reach more customers, but hopefully you get the idea. So my thesis is this: if your business is generating a profit right now, the best place to invest your cash would be in the strategies or tactics that would help your business be better. Your business will not produce a worse return than what it is doing now or what it's done over the last 90 days or 180 days. But if you focused on being better, then you're probably going to find that with those prioritized list of attributes, you could most likely generate more cash flow, hence it being the best place for your business to invest. Or you as the business owner, having the best place to invest would be putting it into your business. What I've learned is that many business owners don't go through this mental exercise. They don't try to, you know, they've worked so hard just to get their business to the point of survival and creating a profit that having a conversation like, what could we do better, much less making it personal and saying, as the business owner, I'd like to make more money. How do I do that? Preparing a list of attributes in order of importance or priority, and then making the decision to invest in that list is something that doesn't traditionally hit the radar of your average business owner or entrepreneur. There's a mindset that says, if our business is profitable, I'm going to diversify and I'm going to take my money out of the business and I'm going to put it somewhere else. But the truth is, if your business is already profitable, you won't get a worse return by making your business better. The logic is you would get a better return by making your business better, and hence that's where your cash should go. So it begs the question, what can you invest in right now? This video is almost over. You're going to walk away. You're going to think about some of the things that I've shared, and using the list that you created in order of importance or priority based on what you think your business does well, what is the best investment you can make right now? Do you need better people? Do you need better systems and processes? Do you need to improve the experience that customers are having? What should you invest in? What could you invest in right now? And whatever your answer is, you should be investing in strategies and tactics that help your business generate more cash. I mean, that's the mission I'm on, helping business owners generate more cash flow and invest it. And so one of the very obvious questions that comes up in doing that is, what should business owners invest in? I believe that a profitable business will not be less profitable by doubling down on what it does best. It will only be better. And so if you're a business owner that happens to be in a cash position, I think that's the best investment that you can make. And little side note, the reason I don't think real estate is because real estate doesn't come for free. Yes, you might be able to convert a cost into a future asset, but it still doesn't come for free. There are property taxes to pay. There's generally interest on the mortgage to pay. And yes, I know it's tax deductible. There's property maintenance. Yes, I know it's tax deductible. But what quickly happens is you have to answer the question, are we in the real estate business or are we in the business of offering a product or service to customers? And I don't think that an entrepreneur can do both things very well. And if I had some time, I would go through the actual math involved, but I think when it comes down to a return on capital, there is no question in my mind that a profitable business that has a business owner looking to invest, if that business owner were to double down on the things that were working, that business would by far be the better return on capital than purchasing a static asset like a piece of real estate that doesn't come for free, that has its own cost structure. And over time, you know, maybe you have a building that you owned, but then that begs the question, could we have done something different with that cash? Because at the end of the day, we're trying to generate cash flow, and real estate doesn't do that. You might be better off just to pay as you use it and really keep doubling down on your business. And who knows, maybe you're so successful that that property you thought you were going to buy no longer works, that you got to find a different property because you're growing so quickly and so big that buying that piece of real estate actually would have been a very poor decision. And you ended up becoming a property manager because you needed to move your business somewhere else. And now you got this piece of real estate. Now you got to sell it, pay real estate commissions, yada, yada, yada. So what should business owners invest in? I believe their best investment is their business, but I would love to hear from you if you agree or disagree. Throw some comments in here. Send me a DM, send me an email. Let's connect and let's discuss this answer amongst each other.